music machine.
We have the technology.
Yeah!
Breaker, Breaker 1-9. Breaker, Breaker, Breaker 1-9.
Mad Max to base.
211, confirm location.
Accurate, Flip film.
211, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here holding it down. The pro flow is the code. I'll be right here. Contact me.
Yeah, word on the street, Mad Max is blazing. Keep it moving. Do what you do. We ain't mad at you. Continue on, soldier.
Copy. 10-4. Mad Max over and out.
ProFlow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show.
Check this out.
For sure. So I'm talking to who?
Yo, this Young Bo. What's the deal, son?
Man, where you at, man?
I'm in Cali, man. Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, baby.
Man, doing it real big, man. I want the audience to know up front who we dealing with, who you've dealt with, you know what I'm saying? This is the guy that helped everybody to understand who the Pretender Bees are, man. What's up with that?
Yo, this your boy Young Bo, you know what I'm saying? Mad crazy. Shouts out to you fake Mr. Pretender BS cats out there. You know what I mean? Acting like you all this and that, but we know y'all pretending. You know what I'm saying? That's my hit single, Mr. Pretender B, with the hit video produced by the original and one and only Batman, Adam West. You heard?
Man. So you telling me you dealing with the original Adam West?
Yo, I'm telling you like this, son. The original Batman and his crew fell in love when they heard my gig and they wanted to produce me. So basically, I let them executives produce one of my albums.
Hey, well, that sounds like a businessman to me. You know what I'm saying? If people don't realize that, man, I've heard like music from you for like at least a year, but I know you've been doing it a lot longer than that. Now, what got you started?
Oh man, I think you know what it was. I think God just put a bug in me, man. I was a young cat in junior high. You know, it's crazy because I used to be like a cowboy for the Clippers.
Yeah.
You know,
really?
And yeah, when I was like going to junior high.
That's crazy, though. That's what's up. So you always had ambition to getting it.
Right. From that time, about 13, 14 is when I really just started being a B-boy, hanging with other cats.
Yeah.
Who was rhyming like this kid named Mental Cell, who used to be with Pac.
Yeah.
So Mental, that's his name and stuff. They used to call him, but his rap name was Mental Cell.
Yeah.
But he changed his name because his real name is Marcel. So hanging with him as a little kid,
yeah.
And then we just started running around these cities slaying MCs, and then about 16 or 17, I ran into Ice-T.
Okay.
And then Ice kind of like blessed me with a song, like he spit a verse on my joint, which is also on This Is Hip Hop that Adam Westman put out.
Yeah,
and that song's called The Cash Must Flow.
So you're definitely validated by some of the biggest hustlers in the rap hop and hip hop history. Now you was telling me that hip hop. Because I was asking you, because I don't know if the audience knows this, but I was on the phone with you a minute ago, and we got disconnected. Well, not disconnected, just my equipment just failed totally. So, you know, this is the second interview in the same night. This man's dedicated to trying to get it done.
Right.
But you were telling me earlier, I was like, what are you, a hip-hop artist, a rap artist? She was like, he was explaining to me what hip-hop is versus rap.
Well, basically what I was saying is, because what happened is corporate has divided everything, and they're calling it different names. So I said, like, myself is, I'm a rapper, and hip-hop is not, like, when you say hip-hop, that's not a rapper. That's the culture, that's the clothes, that's the food, that's the swagger, that's the way we talk and walk, that's the way we spit our lyrics, our style.
Yeah.
It's the whole lifestyle. Hip-hop is the culture, rap is the rappers, raps is the words and the lyrics. So I was trying to say, like, hip-hop is rap, and rap is hip-hop, but they got it divided, like, are you a hip-hop rapper, are you a rapper, are you a gangster rapper?
Yeah.
And hip-hop is not a rapper, it's the culture.
That's what's up. That's very enlightening, you know what I'm saying? Now, considering that you are versed in, you know, just having your own opinion, you know what I'm saying? You know, describe your music to me, you know, what do people, well, first of all, where can people find you at on the internet? I know you said it's CD Baby.
Yeah, CD Baby, we got iSound.com without the S, iSound. We got MySpace.
Yeah.
We got iTunes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got CFGMusic.com.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Now, describe your music to me. When they come to those pages and places, they're going to read a little bit of information, and they're going to probably be able to sample some of your music. And, what do you think?
Yeah, well, basically, some of them songs is just like, you know, exclusive songs that I did just for MySpace and iSounds.
Yeah.
Actually, some of them songs are not even on the album. Like,
okay.
Mr. Pretend to Be might be the only one that's on the album.
Right.
You know, maybe The Ghetto's Depending on Me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And maybe The Devil in My Broken Home. Now, I just like, did exclusive songs for those websites and stuff because I want people, when they buy the album, I want them to hear fresh stuff. I don't want them to be hearing stuff that they hear on the internet.
Because
then it's going to be played out, and they're going to be like, oh, I heard that already. Why am I going to spend $15 for that?
No doubt. Now,
those are just exclusives.
That's what's up. Well, you know what I'm saying? You got the ability to do that because you got skills like that. You can put out a track whenever you want to, as long as you got a hot beat. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Going down. Now, considering that you got that at your fingertips, you have an opinion on, I'm sure, what makes a good MC.
What makes a good MC is really without the beat, period. Like, a good MC to me puts chills down my spine's a cappella.
Okay.
Like, he can just flow.
Man.
And then, like, you can, like, just feel his flow more than anything else. Like, wow, I can imagine what he would do to a beat.
Yeah, that's
what an MC to me is like, wow. Like, yo, that kid a cappella displayed the whole country.
Man, my,
and the beat also makes the MC doper, because the doper the beat, the doper the MC is going to write to that beat. Like, the beat is going to hype the MC up even more. But the beat got to be stupid slamming. So it's 50-50, the beat and the MC to me.
That's what's up. I think that's a very tactical answer, you know, so that's a good strategy.
It's like the mind and the heart. You can't do nothing without the heart. You can't do nothing without the mind. So that's what hip-hop, that's what rapping to a beat is. It's like your mind and your heart together. Without that, then the song is going to be incomplete.
Yeah, man.
The
beat for sure
is the heart, and the rapping is the mind.
That's what's up, man. I feel that, man. I feel that whole bunch. Beats remind me of heartbeats in a way, you know what I'm saying? You get on there and put your mind on a heartbeat, you know? Make it come to life. I'll usually ask a question like, who's influenced you? And I would ask a question also like, who you've dealt with in industry, and considering that, you know, in your opinion, it kind of goes hand in hand, you know what I'm saying? So tell me some guys that you influenced you and you've worked with.
Well, God is a good guy, you know, because I said, you know, wow, sometimes I still be tripping at these people on my album. I got Curtis Blow on my album.
Curtis Blow.
Doing the intro, and he's like the king of rap.
He got it started before Run DMC.
He started Run DMC. Run was his DJ, you know what I'm saying? Run broke his leg and started Run DMC, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, Run was with Kirk, you know what I'm saying? And Russell put Kirk out as his first artist. You can read Russell Simmons' book, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Kirk didn't have to tell me all that. I read it to Russell.
No doubt, man, no doubt. Man, it's the truth, it's facts, man. Nobody can even doubt that.
Yeah, so, but having like Ice-T and Curtis Blow on my album, those are like legends, like living legends. So they inspire me most definitely. You know, your boy Nas, of course, he's like one of the greatest MCs ever.
Right.
Illest, you know what I'm saying? Tupac is like unimaginable, unstoppable, you know what I mean?
Right, no doubt, man.
You got Rakim, and you got KRS-One, and LL Cool J is my favorite MCs.
That's what's up. So, well, you definitely got a very unique flavor that makes it hard for a lot of people probably to compete with you, you know what I'm saying, in that arena that you're working with right now, you know what I'm saying?
I'm LL without the ladies.
That's for sure.
I'm the B-boy.
That's what's up, LA's B-boy, though, you know what I'm saying? There's no difference in reaching potential, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Just a matter of time and effort, you know?
Right.
It's all gravy, man. Now, you know, with the new generation, there might not be that, you know, they may see here LL and be like, well, LL's old, or IC's old, or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
LL can never be old. If LL just say, you know what, I don't even want to spit about female rap no more,
yeah,
and go back to I'm Bad, and like just put his Kangol, tilt his Kangol to the side a little,
yeah,
then he's going to slaughter these kids. So LL most definitely cannot be messed with. You know, Ice-T right now is making, like, you know, big multi-millions for making movies and stuff
real
like that.
He's so gone beyond.
Yeah, you can't really say nothing about those guys.
Right.
Like, they just had put their mics down for a second to go over here. But if they pick their mics back up, then it's going to be some trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real, man. Because, like, the things that they're living and they're experiencing, people in rap, hip-hop, not hip-hop, but rap, rappers cannot even understand it. You know, they never will understand what these men have been going through their whole lives.
Exactly.
So it's all good, man. I mean, you've been through some ups and downs. I know I've asked this question before. I want to know the best moment of your career.
Best moment of my career, probably when Master P took me on tour with him, with 50 and them.
That was probably like not too long ago.
It wasn't really that long, about maybe like just before 50, like right after 50 came out with Get Rich and Die Trying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a good moment.
Yeah.
Like, being in the studio all the time is a good moment for me.
Yeah.
You know, those are good moments. I love being on tour because, like, you know, you can like chop it up and with people and travel and get to know people, and then just, you know, make sure that you take care of your fans and stuff like that.
Man, what you know, if you got to that level, this height, you know, it's probably been a lot of opposite moments, you know what I'm saying? So what's the hardest thing that you've had to overcome?
Shoot, man, like, just dealing with like close people to me that passed and stuff like that, you know, and just like, you know, people promising you stuff that they ain't gonna, that they say they gonna do, and then they don't do it, and then like turning their backs on you when they get a little something. That like, that's the kind of stuff that I just, you know, just, you know, I just don't be understanding that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
That's the story behind the music.
Yeah, you know, kids talking about they got you, and as soon as they get something, and presto, I don't know you no more, son.
Yeah. Oh man, it's all good though, cause
man, it's all good. It just make me stronger, and it make me see how not to treat people. You know what I'm saying? Well, when I see them do that, I say, okay, I ain't gonna do that what they do. You know what I mean?
You know, you got more ability than most people anyhow. So it's like, you know, they trying to leave you behind because they think that you're going to take from their stash a lot of times. In my opinion, everybody worried about that.
And you know what I say about that? I say, you know, I look up to people like Eminem, because it's like, dude, I'm the executive producer of this thing. If the person's executive producing your album, they're going to get all the money. So I can't really see why you worried about all that. If you see a kid with potential, just executive produce his album, you're going to get all the money. What's the big problem? Why you hating on this kid because he got skills? I mean, get, you know, be an executive producer and get the money.
For real, man. For real, man. Now,
you are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show, internationally syndicated, Act Like You Know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxeat.com.
I want my audience to know all the groups you're involved with and all the projects that you got out recently that they might be able to get a hold of.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I'm messing with my man Master P, Silk the Shocker, my man C Murder. He's home, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Murder's home right now.
Yeah.
Man. So, shouts out to my man C.
Yeah.
Doing a real big boy. We just actually did a song together, too, and it's bananas.
Smashbox. Yeah, man, I just got a chance to hear that. Man, that shit is
power. You thought about that thing, son.
Man, I'm telling you, man, I'm thinking like, boy's feeling good right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's mad exclusive right there for you, son. So make sure you play that tonight. You let the world hear. See, Murder's home.
Yeah.
You just did a new song. It's bananas, y'all. So watch yourself.
They already know what it is, man. I'm real glad that we got a chance to get this down, you know what I'm saying? Because people can't, I can't go to sleep. If I couldn't get this, I don't think I'll be able to go to sleep tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm telling you, so you got the exclusive that nobody in this whole world got right now, but it's brand new vocal, son. Brand new
CD.
So, we doing it real big, you know what I mean? I just did a movie with my man Special Ed. Shout out to my man Special Ed, the originator. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got it made. You know what I'm saying? I got to get paid.
For real.
And, you know, I'm dealing with my man RBX.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? With the Dog Pound.
You said he was on the Chronic, right?
Right. I drop bombs like Hiroshima.
Right. What Hood? You told me about Hood Noise, too.
Hood Noise just produced my new album with me and Pocahontas. It's bananas. Our new album, you know what I mean? It's not really a Spiritual Thug project. It's more like some other exclusive shit, like me and her album versus each other kind of shit, you know what I mean?
What's up?
Bananas is real ill. Hood Noise is one of the hottest new producers producers out here. I mean, watch yourself, Scott Storch. Yeah, I mean, just be you my man and everything.
Yeah.
But yo, Hood Noise is coming, y'all. Watch this. When y'all hear this kid, y'all gonna be like, wow. And you know, I'm from LA, so it's like on this new, not the Spiritual Thug. Spiritual Thug like some Public Enemy kind of political. You know, the album's called Religion, Sports, and Politics.
Right. Okay. That's what I was told. Right.
That's the Spiritual Thug album. Religion, Sports, Politics. Devil in My Broken Home. It Gets No Realer Than This. Produced by Mike Diesel. Master P, the Romeo producer.
Yeah.
You got the Rich Boyz, one of the Rich Boyz on my album, D. Miller.
Yeah, I got some of them Rich Boyz tracks. I know I got Love Is Never Gone, and I got You Can't Shine Like Me, and I got a couple other ones.
Right.
Everything sound like everybody's doing real good.
Yeah, Young Trump is doing real good. Ron Capone is doing real good. You know what I mean? It's going down, man. The Rich Boyz album sounds tight. I got Doug all on my project. He's on the song that I did with C-Murder. It's bananas, you know. My big brother, Chili Mac, he's locked up right now, but he got his new album coming out. You know what I'm saying? Free Chili Mac, the ghost in the desert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Watch out for that boy, he's bananas.
That's what's up.
So he'll be out in 2 years, you know what I'm saying? Free Chili Mac.
That's what's up.
So basically, the new album for Hood Noise is bananas, man. We got like 18 new joints for this dude. It's slamming. You know, like I said, it ain't just no West Coast gangster stuff. We got the Dirty Dirty up in there. We got some East Coast kind of dip set up in that bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the album is just universally ridiculous.
So since I've heard a lot of different artist names, a lot of different people, why don't you send your last few shout-outs, man? I'll make sure I keep this little track here. Make sure I don't, this don't disappear on me, you know what I'm saying?
Word up. What's going down? It's your boy Young Bo shouting to my ghetto niggas out there. Spiritual Thugs, Ghetto Platinum, my man Chili Mac. Hold your head on my penitentiary niggas locked up in Soledad.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all niggas hold y'all heads, you know what I'm saying? Real niggas out here on the streets. Yo, rest in peace to my big brother. You know what I'm saying? Little boom boom, Billy boom boom. Hold you, nigga. I'm holding you right here, nigga. My heart, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Kamal, rest in peace. My little warrior. It's like, yo, I got a lot of niggas
that
gonna be mad at me. I got fucking North Carolina niggas. All my North Carolina niggas. I got my New York niggas. I got my Long Island niggas. You know what I mean? I got my, Jag Bomb. You know, Filthy Rich Criminals, West Coast Finest, my brother Dazo, Jean Junkies, you know what I mean? Making all the outfits you seeing me wearing up in the video. That's my brother, custom design shit. Go buy that shit, it's in the stores and all the malls.
What's it called again?
Jean Junkies.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Shouts out to my man Mike Mosley, you know what I mean? Right here doing this interview.
We doing
it real big, y'all. Y'all make sure that y'all check out my man Mike Mosley. I gotta shout him out, Mike Mosley, y'all.
To all the millions listening, we talking to Young Bo for sure. You know what I'm saying? We on the
Big West Capitol Records. What's up, boy?
Yes, most definitely, man. Y'all already know we dealing with somebody who's professional. Man, I need to get off the mic and let him do the show, honestly. You know what I'm saying? So this is what it is and what it's going to be. That's what's up. And I really appreciate this. I got plenty right here.